Mandy,
Katie.
I love that when I try to find the record button on this, like I old lady it, like I squint,
You look a little
like
like Pawpaw.
which one is it there on the
Yeah.
list? I
Francis?
found you. I have found you. How are you?
I am fine. Have you had the experience yet where you're listening to your podcast and it rolls to the next one and all of a sudden you hear yourself talking?
I do. And
Does
it
it freak
scares the crap out of me every
you out as much as I'm like, what the hell? What is going on?
so much. So much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well, it's good to see your face as always. It's
Thanks,
not
man.
as good to see mine. It's a travel day for me, so I'm just, doing all the
Listen,
things.
you look great. And
Thank you.
hopefully the sound of our voice doesn't scare everyone else like it scares us.
Scares me to death. Have been told I have a voice like Shelby Foote, but not the racism part. So maybe.
My friend Susie swears you sound just like a friend of hers from Gulf Shores. She like pulled up a YouTube video and made me watch it. She's like, don't they sound just alike? I'm like, sure. Surely do.
Sure, whatever.
Surely
You should
do.
hear my friend Mandy, that she lives in St. Simons, but she's from Valdosta, and that girl has an accent.
I was gonna say, do we sound alike? Because we're only
No.
30 miles apart.
She, no, there's nobody that sounds like her. I love her so much. So, anyway. Well, I think we both watched the same thing the other night, and I'm so excited to get your take on it. I didn't text you during it because I wanted to talk about it today, but we both watched, it appears from the show notes, the Oscars.
We did indeed. I tuned in late because they started so early.
It started early.
But yeah, and we're recording this on Tuesday, which is a little earlier than we normally do. So all of this commentary will be completely irrelevant by the time this comes out on Friday, but we don't care
I
because
don't
we want to
care.
talk about it
It was so much
anyway.
fun.
I thought it was a great show.
I did
I
too.
really did. I thought it was a great show. The first thing I had was we need to add Al Pacino to our list of people who we need to just let ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Did we not learn our Oscar lesson of having the, older folks present the biggest award of the night? When Faye and Warren messed up Moonlight.
Right.
And granted, that was by no, that was not their mistake. That was the accountant's mistake, which I had never read like the full rundown on that, but I got
Right.
into a rabbit hole the other night. And what was funny is Emma Stone won Best Actress at that Oscars too.
Right.
And somehow the accountants handed Warren and Faye
The
the
wrong.
wrong envelope because they have two envelopes for every award just in case something happens to one, one envelope they've got a backup.
Love that about
And
them. Prepared.
the accountants have been told they could not have their phones backstage or not to be on social media or something. But
Right.
the guy that was like in charge of all of that had posted to Instagram a picture of Emma Stone coming off the stage on Instagram. So he was obviously violating that rule and then handed Warren Beatty and
They
Faye
done
Dunaway
away.
the wrong envelope. Like he
What you're
really screwed the
telling
pooch.
me is that he was promptly fired
Oh yeah,
when he walked off that
he still
stage.
is a partner at the CPA firm, but he is no longer the Oscar dude at the CPA firm. Yeah. And they have a whole protocol that if something like that happens, they train for it.
Yeah.
And if something like that happens, for those of you who don't may not remember, they announced that La La Land was the best picture, and in reality, it was Moonlight.
Right.
And the La La Land people made it to the stage, were giving their acceptance speeches, and then one of the La La Land producers comes up and is like, guys, it was a mistake, Moonlight won. Like, it was
Yeah.
chaos.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we're referring to. So yeah, they have a protocol that if somebody starts announcing the wrong thing, that they are supposed to immediately run out on the stage and stop it. And they didn't do that either.
I
Like it
didn't
was
do it.
just a full systems failure,
It
the whole
was.
thing. So anyway, Emma, when Emma won Best Actress again this year, as she was walking off the stage, Jimmy Kimmel said, "Somebody tear up that envelope while she's back there," because what Warren and Faye had in their hand was a Best Actress La La Land.
Which
And
had
that's what
her,
Warren Beatty looked at it several times and was like, "What do I do with this?" And then Holly just said La La Land. So, Jimmy Kimmel was like, "Tear that envelope up while she's."
tear that
And so that's kind of what made me go down that rabbit hole. But then,
yeah.
lo and behold, if poor old Al Pacino doesn't come
Al
out there, he doesn't
Pacino.
know where he is or what he's doing.
So, okay. So he does. We now have Joe Montana and Lee Corso and Al Pacino.
I forgot Joe Montana, what he did.
Remember, he had his shorts on with sandals and socks, sitting next to Lee Corso at game day. What was very disturbing about Al Pacino is that he just had a baby. Like he is in charge of a young life, and he cannot get a complete sentence out. I'm sure they have nannies. I'm sure they don't leave him alone with the kid, but like, let's not trust him to care for the
That's
child.
just so gross.
So he walked
Oh.
out, and I was like, and they said something about it. If just briefly, Kimmel, as he was walking off stage, said something about a baby, and I was like, like, who would do that? Like, literally, who would
Oh.
do that?
Yeah, bless his
Ooh.
heart. So he just walked out there and kind of said nothing and opened the
Yeah.
envelope and said, "My eyes are seeing." It's just bizarre.
It was so weird.
It was
And they were
bizarre.
like, did he just mean that, like, even
Right. And then
Tom and I
everybody's
would
like,
be
"What
there?
happened? What happened?"
Did he call us? Was that us?
Oh,
He
that was
didn't read.
chaos.
I think what threw me off is that he didn't read the list of nominees.
Right.
And I think he was supposed to, or he's supposed to stop and wait for them to roll them. And
Yeah.
so when he just opened it up, they thought he was starting the list of nominees, which was, as we know, very long. And he just said the winner. And I was like, wait.
It wasn't as chaotic as the Moonlight Oscars or
Right.
last year's Oscars with the slap, but
Right.
it was still chaotic. It was chaotic. But
It
otherwise,
was.
and then I loved Emma Stone. I did like the way they presented the acting awards where they had the previous winners come out and personally speak to each nominee. I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
And so when Emma Stone very surprisingly won Best Actress, because everybody thought Lily Gladstone was going to
Yeah.
win the Flower Moon, so she appeared to be genuinely shocked.
I would say she was.
And she goes running up on the stage. And I mean, as soon as she gets there, Jessica Lange was the first one standing there. And she's like, "My dress broke." And to watch all those women
Yeah.
immediately, like everybody's trying to fix her dress, like, you know, making sure
So
she's not about to
sweet.
fall out. I loved that.
Oh, I loved
Okay.
it. I
Great.
was surprised because she and Jennifer Lawrence are very, very good friends. And I'm surprised they didn't let Jennifer do the, like, say something about her. I wondered if Jennifer was like, I'll never get through it. Let
Yeah.
somebody else do it. But it was, I thought it was a beautiful way to do it. Even, but the first one was a little awkward because he was like, why are you, like, you're saying nice things about me? Like, this is weird. But like, once they figured out what was happening, it was really a beautiful, beautiful
Yeah,
way to do it. I agree with that very, very much
I
so.
like
And
that.
the fact that she said she broke it during the Ken.
So yeah, so that was my next thing is
Oh.
the "I'm Just Ken" song from the Barbie movie. It went from start to finish,
Yes.
from him beginning the song, sitting behind Margot Robbie in the
Yes.
audience with his hat turned down, and she was unable to control
Yes.
her laughter at all.
And then what's her face was behind him that won the Oscar for best song. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
Phineas and
Smith and Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. If you go back and look and watch her, she's like leaning over in the aisle, like trying to sink down as low as possible because she is like crying, laughing at him. And that
And
get
he
up.
just fully bought into the bit, and he, like, when he first started walking out, he was kind of chuckling. You could tell he was like about to lose
Oh.
it, but he did. He got in it, and it was just awesome. It was so good.
Love it. The Rarely, when people recreate the Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend set like that, they don't put the human candelabras, and they went for it. They went all in on one of the most iconic blonde sketches ever. And with at the end with Slash and
Yeah.
Van Halen's son, it's
I
not
want to say
Ralphie.
fuzzy.
It's not. Oh. Anyway, Eddie Van Halen's son, that was so sweet.
Wolfie.
Wolfie, thank you. Look, between us, we probably have three brain cells. Wolfie was great at the end with
Wolfie,
Slash. I was
here,
like,
hereinafter known as Fuzzy.
Fuzzy Wolfie. It was just, you're right, it was just fantastic.
And when Ryan came down in the audience and
Oh.
like had Margot and Greta and America
They had their moment.
Ferraro sing, like it was great. It was so good.
I think he, to me, Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. And also, John Mulaney did a great job. Like the Danny DeVito and Arnold, Pal Ar Arnold Palmer, Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger were great. But Ryan Gosling stole that show when
Yeah.
he and I can't call any names. When he and Emily Blunt went up to present and they were going back and forth about Barbie and Oppenheimer, and she says out loud, "Well, at least Robert Downey Jr. didn't have to paint on his abs to get a nomination." I about fell off the sofa.
Looks
I
really
said
good.
so hard. So I think it's like the
And
Ryan Gosling Oscars. I loved it.
John Cena bit where he comes out there naked, it was really good.
So
It
I
was.
saw something on the behind the scenes part about that. Like he was like they had to turn while they were rolling through the list of nominees in that category, they had to turn the lights off on the stage so he could get wrapped in that cloth and not flash everybody. So
I saw that too. It was so funny.
the whole thing, it really was probably one of my favorite Oscars.
Yeah, it was
After
good.
last year, it needed redeeming though.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's why they did the whole let's be nice to everybody thing, which I found lovely. So I'm
Yeah.
very glad they did it. Was it Fishburne that I was got up there and I was a little sad about because he was having trouble
Oh, no,
speaking?
Forrest.
Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. I was like, oh no, Forrest. I love him. He's such a great actor. And I was a little sad that he was not able to articulate like he normally does, but it was really, really good.
I feel like he's had trouble for years. I was thinking that
Yeah.
when he was reading, I was like, does he just memorize everything? Like, how hard does he have to work? But he
Maybe,
hadn't
yeah.
acted in a while either, has he?
No.
He may have something
Yeah,
going on.
it was good. It was really, yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. Yeah, I watched that when I got home from Nashville. But yeah, spent the weekend or the week in Nashville and did get away and get to go to a Vandy Boys game, which
It looked cold.
it was a little cold. It was
Okay,
a little cold,
okay.
which is not unusual. In fact, I have on my Tomahawk that'll appear at some point, my sister sitting at a Vandy baseball game. We are dressed exactly alike because sometimes we're obnoxious like that. And she has a hand warmer on her nose because it was so cold. It looked like a pad
Okay,
on her
missed opportunity. I could have sent you some hand
nose.
warmers.
Well, unless you can time travel, this
I
was
don't.
7 years ago. So,
Well, I meant like for this one because you looked cold.
but yeah, it wasn't quite that cold.
I could have sent you some just in case because I
Well,
got
I know
plenty.
you have plenty. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
The getting to the game was a cluster because they are doing, as everybody knows that watches college football and saw the Vanderbilt Stadium at any point during college football season, they're doing a ton
Lot of
of
construction.
construction. And so usually, whereas we can pull up and park and walk right over, it was like a journey to get to the stadium. But the Vandy boys are looking good.
Yeah.
The offense is really firing on all cylinders, which is exciting.
That is.
Their starting pitching is starting to sort of gel and solidify, which is good. Carter Holton, who's a kid from, I don't think he's from Savannah, but he's from somewhere down near Savannah. Was a stud his freshman year, and then he was hurt last year.
Okay.
But he's back into fighting form and looking good.
Good.
And then Bryce Cunningham is who we saw pitch, and he did a great job. And then Devin Futrell on Sunday, he pitched a complete game shutout. Go on with your bad
Look
self,
at that.
Devin.
So I'm looking
So,
at the rankings. Y'all are still number 9. You didn't go up or down, which is fine. You're 14-3. Auburn went up one. We're
good job, Auburn.
18. We're
I think
12.
we play Auburn this weekend.
Oh.
I think we kick off
All
SEC play with Auburn this weekend. I
right. All
think that's
right.
right.
Let's see. I can tell you.
But we've got
Oh, Stanford plays
that kid, that
Purdue.
stud freshman from Nebraska is super fun. And then Calvin Hewitt, who is my
You're right.
sister's crush of the year, who plays center field. He has made several great catches. So anyway, that was fun. And the Whistler was not there.
Praise be.
The Whistler, so for those of you who don't know, Vanderbilt has two fans who whistle all the time. And if
Loudly.
we first noticed it, probably 2017, 2018, at the SEC tournament. And later we found out that one of them had made a point of getting close to a microphone at the tournament so that he could be heard on the TV.
Why?
So I remember texting my sister and being like, "Do y'all hear that guy whistling? What is that about?"
Yeah.
And she actually tweeted out, "Silence the whistler."
Yeah.
Well, y'all, let me tell you how far we've come. We now know Jeff. Jeff sits at the end of her row. And she took a pic in 2019, they were in Omaha, and she took a picture with Jeff. And I was like, "No."
No.
Y'all, she told me on Saturday, I was like, "Where's the Whistler? What's going on?" And it was quiet. I will say for the Whistler, he does, because Vanderbilt fans, it's so funny, like, especially the season ticket holders, they're mostly boomers and they are quiet.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of verve in a Vanderbilt fan base audience. And the Whistler gets people going because he's
Oh.
whistle, 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 clap, 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 whistle, 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 clap,
Oh.
clap, clap.
And if
Like,
he's not there to whistle, whistle, whistle,
there's
nobody
no
clap,
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 clap.
clapping going on.
Wow.
And then if they when they score, they play jump around and everybody flashes the
Yeah.
hand signal, right? Like that
Love
happens, whether
that.
he's there or not. But then once that ends, then he does the black, gold, black, gold cheer. And then once he finishes that, he goes, "Oh!" It's the most bizarre thing.
What if we just cut
There.
out the whistle part and just
When
did
you're
the
there in
rest?
person, you cannot quit laughing. It is
Oh,
crazy. And he'll get, I was there last year. He was there, of course. We went to 3 games when I was in town last year, and he was there. And he'll be like, "All right, get ready, everybody on your feet. Ready?" I mean, anyway, so my sister, I said, "Where's Jeff?" And she's like, "I don't know, Jeff's not here." And like you said, it was a little cold, so the
yeah.
crowd was pretty sparse. And
Yeah.
my sister looks at me, she says, "Did I tell you that he told me at the end of last year that he has a crush on me?"
He's a little late.
I said, "No, ma'am, you did not." He said, I told him, "Well, I have a picture of us together in Omaha, Jeff." And he's like, "I'm gonna need you to send that to me."
She needs to stop encouraging that man.
Oh, my start. Yeah, listen, they are all, and I heard one of my favorite baseball podcasts is called Foul Territory, and it's a bunch of former players who have started a podcast, and they interviewed Carter Holton a couple weeks ago, and one of the fan questions that was sent in asked about the Whistler, like, how
Yeah.
annoying is the Whistler? Because listen, I get it. If you're a Vanderbilt fan and you listen all the time, it just becomes white noise. You just quit hearing it. But I
You can hear it
understand
on TV.
if you don't listen or if you don't watch all the games, then yes, it is annoying as all get out. But that's sort of what Carter said. He's like, it's just white noise. Like, it doesn't
Just white
bother us.
noise.
So anyway, but yeah, so that's sort of what's been going on with me. How about you? Talk to us about what's happening with you.
I was just pulling ESPN back up for the end of my little list. So I didn't have a bed that was my own. When I lived at the cottage in Macon, my friends that I paid rent to, they don't like to be called landlords, had a bed in the cottage. And so I never really had one. So when my grandmother passed away, we were giving stuff out. I got their bed. It's a king size bed. I didn't take the mattresses because they were the original mattresses from the 60s.
Yeah, we got some of those.
Yeah. So I went, I got some new mattresses, but I had the frame and the headboard. And it's real low to the ground, so I wanted to lift it up. So I went on Amazon, I got these little things, did the whole nine yards. So the mattresses and box springs come, but the size of those mattresses and box springs has changed since the 1960s.
Which is why they still had the original mattresses from the 1960s.
Correct.
Yeah,
Now, it's just
been there, done
me.
that.
It's just me. So, like, I know not to sit on the end of the bed and flip everything up. But it's kind of on this weird, like, it doesn't lock together. It's weird. I need a new bed frame. However, I thought, well, when I move again, I'll just get it then. That way I don't have to worry with getting it out and taking the mattress and blah, blah, blah. Well, the box springs are actually two twin bed box springs. And so one of them was like kind of wonky. So I was like sleeping in a hole.
The vortex.
And so at 1 o'clock in the morning, probably Wednesday night of last week, I was up like trying to, because all you really mostly have to do, because I've done it once before, is just pop it back up and straighten it out and it's fine. Well, that didn't work. That sucker started coming off the lifts that I had the bed on. I had to take the mattress off at 1 o'clock in the morning. When I tell you I was wrestling my bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, I would have never been so bad in my life. I had taken melatonin, so I was halfway awake, moving
That's what you get done
mattresses.
in the paper.
I was so mad. Well, I was halfway asleep because I had taken melatonin, so it didn't even dawn on me that I have a guest room.
She could just go snuggle in up
Yeah,
there.
nope. I was determined. I was so mad. So I wrestled my bed at 1 a.m.
Well, my mother's guest bed is my childhood bed, which was her great Aunt Mary's bed. So same sort of thing. It goes back, like, the bed's probably 130 years old. And we did, when mom moved into this house like 10 years ago, she finally just got a new, just full standard, full size box spring and mattress. And it's done fine. It's held up okay. But I was sitting on the bed, I think on Friday, talking to a banker about something for her, and the bed just fell. And I think what the where the where the bed rail hooks into the headboard, that little notch, I didn't have the ME to carefully examine anything, but it looks like maybe that's just stripped. Because it's 130 years old. So yeah, all of a sudden I just fell. But luckily it was not 1 in the morning, it was in the daytime.
When I
But
first moved in, those mattresses hadn't come, and I was given a 100-and-something-year-old bed. I should have known when I was gifted this bed that there was something wrong with this bed. And so the rails, one of them had kind of twisted because they tried to fix it. And all I had to do eventually was I ordered off of Amazon some wooden slats for a full-size bed, and you just roll them out and put it on there, and it's fine. But when I tell you that I cussed so loud when that mattress like hit the floor from one corner when I was sleeping on it in the middle of the night, I've never been so angry in my life. I was like, no wonder you tried to pawn this bed off on me. It doesn't hold anything. It's warm. Blah, blah, blah. They were like, no, we swear we didn't know. I'm like, you liars.
Reminds me of Birch getting a chair a couple years ago. When it got delivered, it like was missing a leg. It's like duct taped on. She's like, yes, this is a great solution for me
A
with my two
chair,
young boys.
a
It's
tripod,
gonna hold up really well.
teeter on the edge of your seat. Oh, so anyway, I when I move again, I will get a better bed frame, and then I will lift it back up because it's. I mean, I'm short. They were short, so it's easier to get in and out of. But you know, it's a little low.
Oh, so funny.
Ugh. So that happened. And then that was the night that we, I think the night that, or the night after we recorded. And so I had posted that next day or that day, the picture of like, I actually had clothes that are not like house clothes on. And I was so proud of myself that I didn't look like a bridge troll. And, so True South is liking and sharing and all again. And so I think we're dating.
Well, it was one thing, like they have liked,
Right.
several of our posts, most of
Yes.
which have mentioned them, but not all of which. They have liked
Nope.
some that didn't. But this was on Instagram.
Right.
They're currently filming their seventh season, and all of their stories were like snippets of them filming content. And so you're clicking through the stories and you're seeing, and then all of a sudden, they shared our posts. It's just me
It
and
was the same thing when you're listening to a podcast and you hear your own voice. I was scrolling through True South TV's feed to see where they were eating in Arkansas, and I went, holy crap, that's me.
I feel sure they did it on accident,
Had
right?
to have.
It was bizarre. It
And
was really
then
bizarre.
they commented on that picture of me wearing clothes, and it just said, it's the little things or something. I don't remember what they said. Anyway, it was just funny what they put. And I was like, are we? So I texted Mandy, and I know you posted our interaction, but I was like, are we dating True South TV?
Okay, it's like, I guess we should start just liking all of their stuff, and maybe, and then it's like, wait, are we internet dating? Because for
Dating.
those of you who don't know, for those of you who have not had to date in the internet age, it is so stupid.
So
It
dumb.
is so stupid.
Oh, so
When
dumb.
somebody like, and you've seen, like, you can see memes if your algorithm shows them to you, but there's all kinds of like, what does it mean if he watches my stories but doesn't comment on them?
Right.
What does it mean if he was watching my stories and then he quit watching my stories? What does it mean? Like, oh my God, it is so annoying.
Is so annoying.
So, yeah, that's
It's,
okay. I was
yeah.
like, are we internet
Are
dating?
we
What the
internet
hell?
dating True South TV?
It made me fall out laughing. Yeah, I don't know. I did see that your boy is John T and my boy is Right, like has always been.
Yes.
It's all my time hop. I was waxing poetic about Right 7 years ago. I
He's
love
got a
that
new
man.
book coming out too.
Yeah, now I'm excited about Emmett Till. But he is currently in and I knew because he posted first that they had stopped in Columbus.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, they're on their way to St. Simon's. And sure enough, he then posted later a picture of a drink there at Sea Island Club. And Birch is out of town.
Oh,
Don't have her go over there. I'll be
yes.
there Friday. Maybe he'll still be there on Friday. I'll be there
Maybe. And
Friday.
she needs to go stalk him.
Listen, it would not be the first time, as we know.
As we know.
I have stalked that man before.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Firmly, I don't think I can say it enough. I always do what Mandy tells me to do. My life is better because I listen to, shop at, eat, watch, all the things that Mandy tells me to do. But this one, Mandy, you're killing my high school dreams with the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. Because in the last few weeks, he has totally debunked that Michael Jordan was not the best. They padded his and everybody else's stats back in the day. He's not all that great. And today, have you listened to it?
I'm behind. In fact, I didn't listen to a lot last week.
So, can I spoil it? Like, generally? Turns out Carson Daly and TRL was not, I mean, they didn't even count the votes. I mean, what kind of world were we living in the 90s where we just trusted everybody that
Well,
when I voted for something for TRL that it was getting counted?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your dreams and your hopes. This is one I can't relate to at all because, in Moultrie, Georgia, we did not have
Did not have
MTV.
MTV. It went on while we were in college, though.
Probably wasn't watching TRL
Okay.
in college. I was going to Daryl's.
Well, ma'am,
I do remember.
we
In fact,
need
I
to
don't
have
know
a
that she.
whole episode about things we should not have done at Daryl's.
Well, listen. Oh, yeah.
Most of that is not podcast
We definitely have to have Brooke on for that one.
talkable.
TRL, do you know when the TRL that I remember most is actually when I lived in DC, because that's when the whole Britney
Right.
phenomenon was going on.
Yep.
So that's what I associate TRL with. When did TRL even start? Because I
Like
am a little older than you.
98, 99 is what Pablo said today.
Okay, see, I was already at Mercer.
Yeah,
No, I was already gone from Mercer. I graduated from college in 97.
I missed most of like that, like the Britney era stuff and all that, but like I remember it. I remember when it first came out. We were in college, we'd vote. But just the thought that like I guess we were so innocent back then. But just listen to it. It's a fascinating look at where trolling started. It started with TRL Live.
That's and I've told you my friend Elizabeth, who left her shout out last week, and would also she was laughing so hard at me because when I was talking about the Ann Patchett book,
Yes.
and now I can't remember again. Tom Lake is the
Tom
name of the
Lake.
Ann Patchett book that I was
I
trying to
bet she
remember,
was screaming at you.
and I kept saying Tom Ford Lake. Because I was confused because in Tullahoma, which I never said Tullahoma, she was like, I kept waiting for you to say Tullahoma and you never. I was like, I can't believe I didn't say Tullahoma. In Tullahoma is Tim Ford Lake.
Oh,
She's
that's
like,
where
that's
it
why
comes
you were
from.
all confused.
I bet she was talking to her device as you were saying that, like, Mandy, say Tullahoma. It's
Anyway, all
Tim
that to
Ford.
say.
Yeah.
Elizabeth's theory is that trolling started with the Jerry Springer show. And you know
Well,
what?
just
There's a lot of truth to
Elizabeth, listen to this episode of Pablo Torre finds out about TRL Live and NKOTB.
Oh, and
Yeah.
it's all about the same time frame, so
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
track.
It was really good. It was a good episode, but like he's killing all my dreams.
Listen, after I think like the two episodes after I recommended Pablo Torre finds
Yeah.
out,
Oh,
I
well.
remember now what the first one was, but it was something crazy. And then the second one was about after
Post.
post nut, it's not post nut energy, post nut something.
Post not
Anyway, talking about
something.
the high that you experience after you orgasm and how a lot of athletes will, I'm like,
I
oh
gotta
my
look it
God.
up. Hold on.
Our podcast listeners are going to think I'm insane that I have recommended this podcast. It's so funny. So I'm glad that Pablo has come back around.
Well, the one about the stats, like they say now, like you can't clarity, post nut
It's
clarity.
not clarity. That's it.
Yeah, just making our mamas proud today, talking about post nut clarity on the podcast. But the one about Jordan and the stats and how like they legit taught the statisticians to pad the books. You can't do that now as much because there's so much on TV. Like, one thing that was interesting to me in that episode was that a lot of these games, like, you can't go back and verify any of it because there is no video of it. But now, like, you can look up any game you want to and go find it and verify that that was a steal and that was a rebound and that was a whatever, an assist. But you can't do that with all those games. So there's no way to verify what was real and what was not. But the statisticians were legit, like, told in training. It's crazy. So Pablo, I mean, I love him. He's so, and that laugh gets me every time.
He has the best giggle.
Love his giggle, but he
Yeah.
killed the rest of my high school dreams today.
Well, I'm sorry.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, if you'd seen it and get your opinion on, was this South Kakalaka and LSU women's basketball game. It ended in a fight where, like, people got arrested. Looking back on it, I've seen lots of video on it now. I really think the refs are what let them down because it had been going on all game and they had only called one foul on each team the whole game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, so this was at the, was it the SEC
SEC
championship game?
championship game. Yeah. So it was a big game, lots of pressure, lots of seeding issues available for, the big tournament. So there's a lot of pressure.
And two powerhouses
Yeah.
with big personality
Big.
coaches.
And
And yeah,
players.
so at the very end of the game, a fight broke out. One of the LSU players' brother
Yep.
jumped the scoring table. In
He
fact,
got.
before Pablo started his own podcast, when he used to do the ESPN Daily podcast, he did a podcast about, and what's her name? Flo J or something?
Yeah, Flo-J. It was the, yeah.
Which is a great podcast. You should go
Yeah.
back and listen to that. It's a fabulous podcast. But anyway, her brother jumped the score. I think she's from Savannah, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, her brother jumped the scoring table, so he's the one that ended up getting arrested, and
Yep.
it was just a shit show, and you hate to see it end like that. I will say the biggest takeaway for me was the different way the coaches reacted in the
Yes.
press conference afterwards.
I agree completely.
Because the LSU coach, who we have talked about a lot because she dresses
Like
in
a
an
flamingo.
entertaining manner. And her son played baseball. So we've mentioned them a couple of different times. Her response was something about how they shouldn't have hit the really tall girl. They should have hit somebody else. Or no,
Well,
they
I
could have
think
hit
she was
Angel
talking
Reese.
about, so the girl from South Carolina is like 6'8", and she shoved to the ground a girl that's like, I mean, everybody's taller than me, but like 5'9". And so Kim said she should have pushed Angel Reese because Angel Reese is her height. She shouldn't have picked on the smaller girl. And I'm like, wait, Kim.
Meanwhile, Dawn Staley, the coach for South Carolina, was
Right.
like, this was a horrible way for this game to end, and these
Yeah.
are not how my players are to behave. Like she handled it correctly.
She is, I love her.
Whereas Kim was like, she should have
She,
picked on somebody her own size. It was just real telling, I
I,
thought.
the worst part for both of those teams is that everybody that got kicked out of that game cannot play in the first round.
I saw that they have corrected that, and that
Oh,
is
they
not.
have.
Yes, I
Okay.
saw
I've
that.
been kind of out of pocket, so I haven't, tell me
They did
about it.
announce that during the game that that was the case, but then I saw
Okay.
it yesterday. Now, I did not fact check it, so I don't
Okay.
know, but that may not be true based on what I saw on Twitter yesterday, because that would suck.
Yeah. They, so I thought that made sense to keep them out because that's what they do in football. Like if you get ejected for targeting in football, you have to miss the first half of the next game or something, or the next so many quarters or whatever. So I thought, oh, well, that makes sense. If you get like thrown out for maliciously doing things like that, it would make sense that you don't get to play the next game. But I don't know. I think I agree with that, though. I think they shouldn't be able to
Yeah,
play.
you get
Yeah.
ejected.
But I think what I, and again, I didn't watch the whole game. I just saw the end of it. happening, but if the referees had not been calling that, like they showed video from earlier in the game where Angel Reese was pulling that girl's big ponytail, and that was early in the game and it was not called. Like there were many, many times where they were getting scrappy and the referees didn't do anything.
Yeah, I
So,
mean,
yeah, we gotta, I think that's where you start fixing the problem, but
yeah.
it was very interesting. I was also waiting for Auburn to play Georgia, which we beat, and I watched the end of the Vandy Florida game and anchor down your boys in the last seconds. I was screaming at my TV for Vandy. They beat Florida.
Yeah. Listen, God love them. They've had a
God
horrible
love
week.
them. And they said the commentators were saying that like your best player had been out all season, and so maybe with him coming back with an injury, maybe with him coming back next year, y'all would be able to compete again. So there's hope.
I know is everybody is looking for some coaching changes at Vanderbilt, and they don't appear to be happening.
Yeah.
So.
So because the girls are a little bit ahead. The men's SEC tournament is coming up. We play Friday, so I'm excited to see that game.
Okay, I'm looking at ESPN to get an update on the ejections.
Yeah.
So, let's see. According to the rule book, players ejected for fighting will be suspended for their team's next game, including tournament competition. Players ejected for leaving the bench area are not subject to suspension if they did not participate in the fight.
So I would say that
That's the
some of
complaint.
them probably will not play in that first game, but not all of them that were.
So on Sunday night, the NCAA said it was waiting for the final game report before issuing any potential suspensions.
So it sounds like they were kind to them, maybe because they missed so many calls earlier in the game.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that clarification. The other thing I've been watching is my little buddy from Macon that I think I mentioned on here very briefly because he's more mature than I am, and he was at 12. Rusty Henley, Russell Henley, did very well in the golf tournament, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I was very proud of him. He was the leader at one
Good.
point. He didn't end up winning it outright, but he did very well. So I'm keeping a little eyeball on Rusty Henley. And he goes to Augusta because he did so well last year. So he'll be
That's
at the Masters. I know.
very exciting.
So we're hoping that he'll be able to keep up. He lives in Columbus now. So,
Good.
sweet little fella. So Mandy is continuing to help me with my protein journey with your food. So tell me all about it.
I got the protein.
The protein.
It's impossible, y'all, to
It's a
get.
lot of grams of protein.
It's a lot. And I can't find a protein powder that I really like. I haven't tried that hard. I tried one and I didn't like it.
Okay. A friend of mine gave me some ideas. I'm gonna try it, but I'm with you. I don't know.
The nephew had some that he was like, sis, you'll love this because he's a big lifter.
Right.
And he had some, it was like, it had a picture of an Oreo on the front of it. I'm like, I just don't know that this is my jam. And he was going to make me a shake, but then we went to breakfast and ate real food instead.
Love
So
that.
anyway, but I will say these are the things that have been helping. Siggy's yogurt, which is
Okay.
Icelandic yogurt as opposed to Greek yogurt.
All right.
It has more protein in it than the Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been eating the Siggy's yogurt and it's delicious. I like it. It's fine.
Okay.
And then when I so rarely actually go into a grocery store down here since I have
Right.
discovered that the Walmart will just bring me my groceries.
Love it.
But I went into a grocery store in Nashville for my mother and I'm trying to get my mother to eat more protein. It's a journey. Anyway, I bought a bunch of the Chobani yogurt drinks.
Okay.
Now I have 10 grams of protein each.
Oh.
And so, it, where I'm running into trouble, like, I mean, I could sit there and eat a steak, you know, 3 times a day and get my
Right.
protein, but then my fat's going to be all like, well.
Right.
So these are like low fat, no fat, you know, yogurt drinks, and they're small enough that it's not like a chore. Like, you can chug, if you don't love
Right.
them, even you can just chug them and
I'll
like
get. Okay.
want it done.
What flavors have you found that you like?
I did in Nashville. I had the, I think it was the pina colada. If not, it may not
Okay.
be called pina colada, but it's coconut and pineapple.
Okay.
And it was delightful. And then I ordered from Walmart yesterday the strawberry, and it is just fine as well. So if you're looking for a hit of protein, there you go.
Love that.
And then my friend Casey, when I first talked about my protein journey on this here podcast, my dear friend Casey immediately started texting me, because she and Casey, I love Casey so much. She is a firstborn child, and she does things, and she just does them. Like, I don't understand how you can do things and not talk about it to everybody. She's also married, and she has 2 children, so she has other people in her world to communicate with. I just talk to Instagram, because I live by myself. But Casey's like, oh yeah, she's been doing this. And the last time I saw her, she walked across the room, and I was like, my Lord, you look amazing.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, here's what I've been doing. So anyway, she told me about the Fairlife Core Power, which are like shakes,
Okay.
and she does a chocolate, like, she doesn't do the whole shake, but they're chocolate, and she does like a third of the bottle, half of the bottle, with a frozen banana. And so that is, she's like, that's actually quite nice. So it's
Okay.
kind of like a chocolate banana milkshake.
So I'm confused. So,
Okay.
oh, is it powder?
No, it's a shake.
It's a shake. And what do you do with the banana? Do you blend it all together?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, this is how telling you I have no brain cells left. I was like, do you dip the banana in the shake and munch it?
Sorry, I did
I
leave out.
cannot think in a straight line anymore. I'm
Yeah, it's okay. That's why you have the sleep on. Yes, no, sorry. You
yeah,
blend it
I
with
like it, a
the
banana.
frozen
Okay.
banana, so then it becomes like a milkshake. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been throwing like a tablespoon of chia seeds in there too, because I'm also trying to get more fiber.
Yep, and that has protein and fiber.
Yes. So, listen, best of
I'm on
both
the chia seed bandwagon.
worlds. And then the other thing I had thought about is there's a great, because I don't even like, you know, like bars necessarily, but there's a great bar called Grab the Gold Bars, and I
Okay.
love them. The it was actually the woman who started it's from New Orleans, and she but after Katrina she moved to Nashville, so we've had we could have been able to find them in Nashville for a long time.
Yeah.
They are vegan, they are gluten free, they are dairy free, they are delicious,
Okay.
and they are high protein.
Okay.
You can order them off Amazon. I linked to their actual website,
Yep.
but you can also get them off Amazon if you would like. And I would recommend, like, they taste delicious. So,
Okay.
that's my journey. That's my, and I hate to be that obnoxious person who's always looking at protein, but I do believe that it is important as we age to pay attention to these things that are going to keep us healthier longer. So I'm trying to
I
do it.
love that.
Also, I said to the nephew, I have 3 pound weights, and I really need like heavier weights to, you know, because that's what I'm gonna do, is start lifting weights.
I need to up my weight. So when I go work out, I do. I started because anyway, I'm up to 3. I need to up to 5.
Well, so I said to the nephew, I said, do you have, I can't remember if they're 5 or 10 now, but I was like, do you have whatever it is? I think they're 10. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, well, do you use, I said, do you have them that you don't use?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I mean, I don't use them a lot, like just sometimes for my forearms. And I said, well, that's okay. I was just looking for some to save my life. And he was like, ugh. He got up and immediately went upstairs and brought me the 10 pound weights. And then I'm like, okay, now
Like a little guilt.
show me what I'm supposed to do with them.
Oh,
course, he's like, well, if you want to get your shoulders, I'm like, I don't give a
I
shit
just
about
don't.
it. I'm not trying to get bumped.
So when you go to Amazon, just like I did, because once again, I'm telling you, life will be better if you just do what Mandy tells you. But make sure that you scroll around a little when you do grab the gold bars, because it'll put grab bars for your bathroom that
Which
are
when
gold.
you
So you don't slip and fall, which is
listen,
also something we probably could use as we age.
I mean, we just might as well go ahead and do it
Grab
now
bars.
while we can. Oh God, listen.
Oh, we're falling out of bed. We're not getting enough protein or fiber.
Listen,
Hey.
welcome to the Middle Age
Oh
Podcast.
my God.
Oh,
Oh,
Katie, get us away. Talk to us about
Lord.
your favorites.
Okay, so I am, especially in the summer, when I get bored, I start shopping, which is a terrible thing to do. I realize that. But what I have found is a girl that I really like, because she, as well as I, and what I like to call, and what is the, cool term, even though I'm not a millennial, is a grand millennial. I'm a cool grandmother dressing, interior designing kind of
I have
girl.
no idea what you're talking
A
about.
grand millennial, have you never heard that term
I would
before?
try to help you with your words, but I
Oh,
have no clue
listen,
what
I
you're talking
listened to last week's podcast and I could hear my brain glitch. It did it twice. I could hear it. I was like, oh, glitch.
I can't.
Anyway, so this girl's name is Meredith Hudkins, and she's on Instagram. What she does is she's one of those people that like wades through all the crap online that you can buy. And it's not just Amazon, but a lot of it's affordable Amazon stuff. It's stuff like one, I just bought a sweater that she told me was on sale that I've had my eye on at a place called Hill House, which is a nicer website, but like when they have a sale, like I grab it. So it's gonna be part of my Easter ensemble. And so like she just puts together collections of things that I like, and every
Saving
once in a
you
while.
time and
Yes.
money.
Yes. And so I follow her on Instagram and you can link to all her stuff there, but I have found a new app and it's called the LTK app, and that's where a lot of my people that I like to follow. There's a girl called that does one called Selective Design. This real cute. She puts together some good stuff. It's just a anyway, so Meredith is on there. So those are my first two, is Meredith Hudkins, HUDKINS, and the LTK app. And it just kind of helps you. Oh, I would love some new pillows for my guest bedroom. Well, then you can go there and they've kind of waded through all the junk and you can find things you like.
Yeah, a lot of the folks I follow on Instagram have their LTK page linked in their Instagram
Yes.
bio.
Yep. So it's not new, but I knew we hadn't talked about it. And so I highly recommend if, you want to not have to, some people love just looking and that's where their joy comes from, but that I would rather wait, not have to wade through all the junk. So, I highly recommend those two
I
things.
have followed her.
Oh, yay. So the other thing that I'm doing, and I am not one, I'm a preacher. I get this. What I'm about to say sounds kind of counterintuitive, but I don't necessarily always love like a daily devotion. I find some of them are just,
Saccharine,
yes. Yeah. Or just, yeah,
oversimplified.
oversimplified. There's no real point, right? It's just a verse and a, we hope your day's great, which is nice if you need that. But I am reading a book and I'm doing it with a friend. It's not really even a devotion book, but we're kind of doing it that way. And it's one of the best books I've read in a really long time about, it's not self-help, but this girl really just puts herself out there. She works for Proverbs 31 Ministries. Her name's Crystal Evans Hurst. And the book is called She's Still There, Rescuing the Girl in You. And she really just gives voice to a lot of the things that we talk about on here, which is like life sucks sometimes. And, there's trauma from your childhood that gets glossed over, and it's okay. Like you're not abnormal and you're gonna be okay. And she just kind of takes you step by step through what she went through and her journey. And it's just a great, great book. The chapters are very short. At the end, there are questions for each chapter, which my friend and I that are reading this together, we don't look at all that. We just every day we read the like one, there's like maybe five verses of scripture from different parts of the Bible. And so we'll read the thing and then we get on Zoom and we're like, hey, what spoke to you through these chapters?
Well, that's
Anyway,
fun.
I love it. It's a great book. I highly, highly, highly recommend.
I'm so big on that philosophy. I have a friend who, I don't think she listens. She follows us on Instagram, but I don't think she listens. And she's got a pretty big following on Instagram, and she had shared one of those. Choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, which there's some truth to that.
There is.
But then what I shared with her is when you're down in the ditch
Yeah.
and somebody tells you that you're just choosing not to be
Right.
happy, that is not helpful because then you just feel more like a failure and you
Yeah.
just want to get deeper in the ditch
Yeah.
because sometimes shit happens
Yeah.
and it's impossible to be happy.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes
That's okay. Like
the
everybody
choice
goes
is just to
through
get
it.
up out of the bed some days.
Right. And I just think it's unhealthy not to recognize that and validate that. And I was trying to have this conversation with my friend who has a lot of followers to say,
Don't say that.
it didn't work.
Well, get her this book and get yourself this book. I may
It.
still send it to you, but it's so good. I've sent it to several people that have kind of the same relationship background that I do and family background and issues and things that I do. So I've just really, really learned a lot about myself from it and given myself a lot of grace. Grace abounds. But in fact, a friend of mine today, that friend, same friend that we're reading the book, I said some, she said to me, grace abounds. She said, somebody told me that grace abounds. I was like, that's a person that never gives herself any grace says it to everybody else.
I know how it works.
Yes.
But
But
no, I
that
love
kind of
that.
puts words around that. And I really just love it. So highly, 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 highly recommend. She's Still There, Rescuing the Girl in You.
I like it.
The other thing that I have been watching, Netflix finally came out with some stuff. The Gentleman. Did you see the movie The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey in it?
No.
So the premise is the same. So the premise of the it's a Guy Ritchie movie and a Guy Ritchie show, and it's very Guy Ritchie. If you know anything about his movies, it's very British, almost like a British Wes Anderson. Like there's a lot of writing on the screen and like pointing, and they stop, freeze it, and like put arrows like this is the bad guy or whatever. But the premise of both of the things is that there's this aristocratic network of drug dealers, and they have such large estates that they can hide underground these huge pot farms. And in Matthew McConaughey movie, it's more about the drug lord, who's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
In the series, it follows more one of the aristocratic landowners and how they deal with having an underground pot farm on their property. And they're all weird, wacky characters, and it's really good. It
Okay.
is, of course, very irreverent. People, there's blood everywhere because it's the drug trade, but it's super fun. If you haven't watched the movie, I recommend that as well because I love Matthew McConaughey and he doesn't do it with any other accent but his own. And so he's super cute, dressed as a British guy with a Southern accent. And then go watch the Netflix show. It was really, really good. So I recommend that. And then Full Swing 2, season 2 comes out. And you know we love a good Netflix sports documentary
Yes, I
on this
love
podcast.
the first season of Full Swing.
Okay, so this is the season where the Live and the PGA Tour are separate, and then like almost on camera, Rory McIlroy finds out that they're merging. It is crazy. So this season is like I literally have been like drawing back, sitting there watching it, like, oh, don't do that to my he's so cute. Don't do that to Rory.
Rory.
It's been very, very interesting to watch both sides of it and players being followed on both sides of it. I looked up because I didn't know where they were. I knew they had started merger talks, but I looked it up. They haven't, I mean, they're still talking about merging. They have not worked anything out. And this was last, like, they just did the Master or the PGA Championship. So this is from last season. So it's been a while. They were
Yeah.
supposed to have it all worked out by December 31st, and they haven't done it yet. So it's high drama, but it's so good. It's really,
Yeah.
really good.
I didn't know it was out. I'll have to watch it. That'll be
Yeah, it
good.
just came out this weekend, I think. So it's good. I haven't watched all of it yet. That's what I'm gonna well, I'm gonna write my sermon first because that has to get done this week. And then I'm gonna watch the
Good.
rest of Full Swing
I
because
feel
it's
like that's a
really good.
good
I
spring
mean,
break activity for you.
yes, indeed.
When are
Indeed.
you
So
headed to
those
the
are my
mountains?
favorites.
When are you headed to the mountains?
Tomorrow. So I promised my the girl that teaches my workout class that because I was gonna be in town, I wanna, but I'm gonna
Good
do it.
job.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go
Good
work out in the morning. And if I don't get my
job. You're
sermon
saving your life.
recorded,
You're
what now?
saving
I'm
your life.
saving my
You're
life.
saving
I
your life.
know, I know. So will the Fairlife core powder chocolate shakes with a
That's
banana dipped in them.
saving your life.
So I'll do that, and then I'll if I haven't recorded the sermon, I'll record that and then head up. I
Okay.
mean, I shouldn't have been, but when I went up at Thanksgiving, it is a long way from here to the beach, but it is not a very long drive from here to the mountains.
Yeah.
So there is redemptive qualities about living up
Yeah.
here.
That's
So yeah, I'm excited. So I go tomorrow to Highlands and I'll be there for several days. I've got some good dinner reservations. So one of them's a hotel bar that has a lot of good music. Of course, I'm going old lady early, so I don't know if I'll be there when sick is happening, but I'll definitely report back on that next week.
good. I hope it is restorative and enjoyable.
Me too, because as you can tell, my brain is not working.
Give your brain a rest. It's time.
How
But
about you? What are you up to?
I am just here in the midst of Nashville spring break until Friday, and then I'm going to head to St. Simons on Friday, and I will be there through the next, well, I'm not sure. Birch's father passed away, so I'm going to go
Oh, good.
for
Okay.
his services, which will be on Saturday. And then there's a family graveside service on Tuesday with a lunch after. And so Casey and I are taking care of doing the lunch on
Oh.
Tuesday. We will not be serving Fairlife Core Power
Don't do that.
protein drinks to anyone.
Don't do it.
But so I may come, depending on how I feel after that, I may come home Tuesday or may come home Wednesday. So we shall see. We'll have to figure out our
Well, we
recording.
love Birch. Much, much love to her. I know you will pass that along from all of us.
Absolutely.
I love her.
Absolutely.
She's
For sure.
the source of a lot of my
I'll be
joy.
stalking Ray Thompson when I get there.
I was about to say, I mean, you've got serious business to take care of, but
You know what I should do is I should tell Jim Barger.
you
Because he,
should.
Birch and James are on a road trip right now to look at a bunch of colleges, but Jim is
Jim
home
is home with
with
nothing to
George.
do.
I'm gonna tell Jim Barger that he needs to find some Wright Thompson over at the club and
Do
talk
it.
to him.
We want pictorial evidence. Tell him that he needs to be a super spy, super
Oh,
sleuth.
he won't take pictures. He'll walk right up to him and have a conversation with him. And then they'll be best friends. Listen, my
That's,
favorite.
hey, I'm here for
I'm
it.
totally down with that. Yeah. That's just who Jim Berger is. So I'm gonna get him on it. I'm gonna put him on it. I just thought about that. It's a great idea.
Love it.
I'm sure he has nothing else to do.
Well, I'm sure.
He could take all the time this week to stalk Wright Thompson. For me.
Are you?
For his old pal Mandy.
Love it. Love
All right, friends. Well, I hope everybody has a great week.
it. I voted today. As
Good
you can, you'll
job.
be able to see on my thing. So I did my duty. When do y'all have voting? Do you, when's your
Next
primary?
Tuesday, so I got to
Okay.
figure out what the early voting situation
Yes.
is. Not sure if DeSantis still lets us early vote, but I'll have to figure that out.
Oh, Ron. All right. Well, Birch, again, we love you so much. We'll be thinking about you this week. I know that having Mandy there will make it all better. It makes my life better. And Brooke, look,
Can't see my face.
Brooker, if you still have that garland up, I'm going to be so mad at you. Report in, please.
Y'all.
Bye.